I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 425 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Faith the Public Friday, everyone. We have a ton to get to going into a huge, huge weekend here, guys. We are grinding like we always do. We got to talk about 4 big Major League Baseball games for today. I got some college football plays I wanted to share with you. We got a couple games tonight for Friday Night Lights. And then we're going to dig into a little more WNBA for tonight. We have an elimination game, which is exciting. I do have a system here looking at totals in typically we would say Game 7, but Game 5 is a 5-game series, so we'll hit on that between Phoenix and Las Vegas. Got a little bit of biting, another UFC play to add to our, I think we got a 5-pack now, so we'll go over that going into tomorrow. And then a big, big preview going into this weekend. So I got a bunch of college football plays that caught my eye that I wanted to share with you. Got a bunch of NFL plays, so I've kind of got my card and kind of the process I go through every week is, you know, you kind of start looking at these lines as soon as they open. You monitor them all throughout the week. You kind of get a feel for where the money's flowing and the system matches. And I look at, you know, people I respect, who are they on as well. So some good overlaps. And I wanted to break down and finish up the pod looking at this weekend, which, of course, no pod on the weekends. But tune into the Lombardi line from 10 a.m. Eastern time to noon. Myself, Patrick Maher, Michael Lombardi, Will Hill, Thomas Gable, the whole crew. Our guy, Jick Jack Johnson. From the Biloxi is awesome too. He's becoming a star on the show. So tune in for all your sports betting needs for this weekend, 10 a.m. To noon on VEASAN.com and the iHeartRadio app. But guys, I'll be totally honest with you. This week has been brutal. Can't catch a break. 1-4 last night. Minus 3.09 units, just a struggle overall. I tip my cap to the public, call the public my daddy. This is going to happen. When you're contrarian like me, there are going to be nights where, and thank God we got Houston. Houston was like the one winner there. But like the White Sox, the Red Sox, both popular favorites win in baseball. You look at the NFL, of course, Russell Wilson hurts his finger. And I thought Geno was maybe going to give us a miracle cover there. But the big popular play, 78% of bets on the Rams, also wins for the public and hurts us with our Seattle play. The other thing is, what was really brutal about that last field goal there is it killed the teasers. So any teasers, and I had one with Seattle up to 8.5, end up losing by 9. So that one is just brutal. Did get a couple. Another New England was Coastal Carolina, over 73, land 72. So it's one of those days and weeks where you just grind. And I think the importance here, guys, is flat betting. I talk about it all the time. But when you go through a week-long stretch here where nothing's going your way, the flat betting approach can really benefit you and really save you, because when you're betting to risk, not bet to win, every play is one unit. Every play you lose is one unit. If you have been betting any of these minus prices with these favorites, you would have had even more losses here. So I know it's no consolation. You don't want to hear it. And I feel like we're just not catching any breaks. Just one of those weeks where it feels like nothing's going your way, and Public's reigning supreme here. They're having their hot moment right now, but we know we're playing a long game. More often than not, the Public loses. So you tip your cap, as Pedro Martinez said against the Yankees in 2003. I tip my cap, call him my daddy. But I would say, I don't know if you guys played any of these a small consolation, a small silver lining, even though it's been brutal all week, and another one, rough one yesterday. Some of these prop bets: Cooper Kupp over 84.5 receiving yards, Daryl Henderson over 64.5 rushing yards, Robert Woods almost doubled that. I think he doubled that, over 16.5 receiving yards, and then Stafford over passing yards. I knew we were in trouble when Russell Wilson came out of the game, but maybe you cashed a couple of those prop bets. But anyway, guys, when you're up, when you're down, when you're struggling, when you're ice cold, when you're red hot, doesn't matter to me. Obviously, we all want to be red hot, but we're going to keep grinding like we always do. And of course, flat betting approach, sticking to the model, sticking to the blueprint. I know it's just been a rough week here overall, but you're going to have that. Sports betting, there's waves of when you can't miss, and there's waves when you feel like you'll never win another bet. But you just got to stick with it and keep grinding. And of course, playing the model, playing the blueprint. And that's what we're going to do. So big, big show today, guys. You know, I guess another, I'm just trying to find silver linings when I feel like it's been a rough week every single day here. But I would say that Tampa Bay and Houston series price, if you got down on those from the pod earlier in the week, you're looking good. Those prices have really jumped up, with Houston up 1-0 and now with Tampa Bay up 1-0. So that being said, before we dive into today's slate, which I'm excited, and I always feel like when I'm struggling or when I'm not winning, it's a challenge. It's a challenge to stay even keeled, not overreact, not get too scared and lay off. Scared money don't make no money. But also not just saying like F it and I'm just going to bet double and chase it and win it all back. No, I know it's hard, but fearless, but disciplined. That's always the approach here. I would say that if we were hot, and I'm saying that right now when we're cold and having a rough week here. So let's talk about all our games for today. Before we do, very, very short housekeeping. As always, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Put in your email. Every day you'll wake up to my market insights column, rundown of all the shows that day, promos for legal sports books, Dave Tooley's ATS report, Burke's blurbs, my buddy Adam Burke, who is now full-time employee at VSiN and doing a fantastic job helping us out with analyzing games in the newsletter. And you'll also get just helpful links guiding you in the right direction that day, targeted to that day's action. So it's the best way to stay plugged into VSiN and everything that's going on at VSiN and in the sports betting market. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. And then sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. You want to take that next step in your sports betting journey. You need accurate, reliable information and good insights from people who have been there, done that, and know the sports betting market. So you'll get every Points Should Weekly magazine with the VSiN All Access membership. You'll also get the afternoon best bet emails, letting you know the best bet picks from the guests and the hosts every day. You'll also get all the promos, as well as all the discounts for the VSiN store, everything behind the paywall, all of our betting guides. Andy McNeil's got a great NHL betting guide that just came out. You'll get that with a membership. I know JVT's working on the NBA one, and Greg Peterson's working on the college hoops one. So it's just a great opportunity to get everything you need in one place, really help your capping. Steve Mackin's power ratings, I think, are great as well. So you can do a 10-day free trial. If you like it, you can let it renew, go monthly, or you can save money, get the annual discount. If you don't like it, you can cancel before 10 days are up. You won't be charged at all. But that's VSiN.com/subscribe. And then get on Twitter. Twitter's where the betting convo never ends. Twitter is where you can search injuries, breaking news, follow local beat reporters, create a gambling community through direct messaging. It's really a great resource here to just stay plugged into a real-time market. Be the first to know, not the last to know. So make sure you get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always hit me up anytime, questions, comments, suggestions. You know, hey, when you're going through hell, what do? You keep going. Any expertise I can offer, guys. Hey, I've been through a million cold streaks, a million hot streaks. It happens. So we're just going to keep grinding. But anything you need, let me know. I'm here to help in any way that I can. You can email me, josh@vsin.com. So that being said, guys, let's dive into baseball, because I like both those dogs yesterday. They both had pretty sharp moves. Neither came through, not even close, really. So what we've seen just through A few games here, four games in the playoffs. One thing I will mention, favorites 3-1, unders 3-1. So I think it's almost one of those things where, you know, if you have an edge on an under, I would fire unders right now. We're seeing these low scoring games. They're really, really meaningful. You get these quick hooks, you get to the bullpen. It's a really crazy matchup game. So we've seen historically unders do well. They're off to a good start now. So just keep in mind, if you're dying to sweat, and again, don't ever bet a game just because you want the sweat. You got to build a case, make a good reason, and feel like you are making a confident play. But really lean on some unders, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. The unders have a lot of value so far this postseason and throughout the playoffs historically. And one system that I really like, which you talked about quite a bit, it's 3-1 so far. When the total is 7.5 or higher, go under. 3-1 this year, 55% over the last decade, something to keep an eye on moving forward. But with that being said, let's talk about some baseball. 0-2 yesterday, ugh, disgusting. A couple losses, which were brutal. Let's see if we can get it back. And the Red Sox, too. My Sox can't hit at all. I don't know, the curse of Tampa Bay. But anyway, guys, first game on the board. I like all these games today, so it's going to be a great day of sweats on a Fade the Public Friday. Chicago White Sox. I'm going to go White Sox, and guess what? Maureen Chase, are you there? Sound that alarm. Woo, 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 woo. White Sox against the lefty day. White Sox contrarian. White Sox sharp reverse line movement. I like the Sox here. I'm taking a shot on the Chi Sox to even up this series. What I like about this one, guys, public is all over Houston. They saw that win yesterday. Really not even close. 6-1 dominate the White Sox here. But even though you're getting a majority bets on Houston today, guys, they open around minus 120. They've been pretty much steamed down to like minus 110. I'm even seeing some shops that were like kind of creeping down even to a pick'em price. So I'm going to shop around, see if I can get a White Sox plus money spot here. I got a plus 103 with the Southsiders, but I like this line move in their favor. They're also contrarian in a heavily bet game, which we talk about all the time. You look at these teams that are getting less than half the tickets over the last decade. They're like 52%, but because you got a lot of plus money dogs in there, you're about a 12% ROI. And then, of course, we talk about the White Sox against a lefty day. Hopefully their bats come to play today. It's Giolito against Framber Valdez. They are 25-17 against lefties this season. So I like that move. They're contrarian. I got a system contrarian with a line move in a playoff matchup. I'm going Southsiders, plus 103. Get as much plus money as you can. Let's see if we can even up this series today. Let's Giolito, pitch a gem. Let's get those bats going, too. Keep cruising. This one just jumped out to me. This is a really sharp play. This reminds me a little bit of that Dodgers play the other night. A favorite that's getting bigger, but it's a low bets, higher dollars, sharp bet first handle discrepancy play. I'm talking about the Milwaukee Brew Crew. I'm going Brew Crew today, guys. I like this move. You have about a little less than 2/3 of bets on Atlanta. So Atlanta's a trendy dog today. I think the public just kind of likes this Atlanta lineup, and Charlie Morton's been great this year. 14-6, 3.30 ERA, going up against Corbin Burns, 11-5, 2.43. But majority of bets are on Atlanta, yet we've seen like 20-cent steam toward Milwaukee, guys. They opened like minus 135. They've been steamed up to like minus 155. So that's good movement toward the Brew Crew. We do know these playoff faves 3-1 to start the playoffs here. There's also a rare Fade the Trendy Dog contrarian favorite, getting less than half the tickets. You look at these playoff favorites that are contrarian in these Fade the Trendy Dog spots. Pretty good historically. You're up around 60%. So that's been a good spot with about a 12% ROI. And I just like this matchup. You're also a favorite low total. Total in this one is 7. So if you're a favorite minus 150 or more correlative betting with a total of 7 or less, fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from that quote-unquote better team. And here's the banger here for the Brew Crew. 39% of bets at BetMGM, but 52% of the money. So low bets, higher dollars. Less than half the tickets, more than half the money. Sharp line move. Give me Milwaukee here at home, getting it done around minus 150, minus 155. Keep cruising. Kills me to say it, but I see another Tampa Bay play today, guys. And by another, I mean I was on the Red Sox and lost last night, which was fun. But Chris Sale's on the bump. And tickets are pretty much split down the middle for this game, guys. We're seeing slightly. Tampa Bay, I think like 50, I think BetMGM, what did they say, 54%. But 69% of the money is on Tampa Bay. And we've seen Tampa Bay move here at a lot of shops. They open around minus 125. They've been seamed up to minus 135. I've seen, again, these playoffs 3-1 so far this series. You also look at Tampa Bay. It's going to be a good pitching matchup. Baz against Chris Sale. I don't know how deep Chris Sale is going to go, maybe 5 innings. But Tampa Bay, 39-27 against lefties, 67-33 as a favorite. And I think maybe they take some of this momentum here into game two. I can see this going 2-0 back to Boston, unfortunately. I guess that's good for my series price, not my fandom. But that Tampa Bay play looks just kind of like a sharp move with a home favorite with a good bet discrepancy. I'm going to go Tampa Bay here, guys. Lay it. Minus 135 with the Rays at home. And then, really, really sharp play. I can't wait to sweat this one. Grab the plus money. It's fallen. We talked about this a couple days ago. San Francisco Giants, the G-men. I like this spot for the G-men. This is Bueller against Webb. You had the Dodgers open minus 135 on the road. They're all the way down to minus 115, minus 110. This thing is really tanked in favor of the Giants, going from like plus 125 to now plus 104. I like this spot. This would be a divisional dog, reverse line move. Playoff home dogs historically have been good. 49% over the last decade, but a 6% ROI. And this is also something that it was a stat that I saw. I wish I dug it up. I don't know how much it would have changed my opinion yesterday. But when you look at in these wild card games, guys, the one game playoff, if you bet against the team who wins the one game playoff in their next game in the divisional series, they're 1-9 in their last 10. So that would apply for the Dodgers. That crazy, you know, you almost talk about it like in college, like a huge upset win or a big win and then a letdown spot. Maybe that has something to do with it. San Fran's been waiting and they hate the Dodgers. So maybe that's a little edge here to San Fran. But I'm going to go San Fran here. Grab some plus money. Again, public on Dodgers, yet line moving to San Fran. Give me San Fran in this spot. So guys, looking at our plays for today, White Sox, get some plus money, plus 103, something like that. Milwaukee, minus 155, Tampa Bay, minus 135, and San Fran, plus 104. Those are going to be the plays that I am rolling with tonight. Real quick, going to hit on some college football, and then we will take a very, very short break and run it back with odds and ends, Old Country Buffet, a little walk in the garden here with a ton of different stuff. WNBA, another biting play, and a huge list of college and football plays for this weekend. So looking at tonight, guys, just a couple games that caught my eye. Number one, I'm looking at the under in the Temple-Cincinnati game. This one really caught my eye because, number one, I did see some Temple or some Cincinnati movement. This is a big, big number. Public's kind of split. You know, you look at Temple, and I feel like a lot of bettors are like, yeah, Cincinnati's ranked, they're 4-0, but Temple's 3-2. They've won two straight and 30 points. That's a lot of points. But guys, I would lean towards Cincy here. I know it's kind of a a situation where you feel like you got to get the points. It's going to be a close matchup. But slight majority of bets are Temple plus the points, but yet Cincinnati went minus 28 to minus 30. It looks like it may even get to 30.5. So that thing is creeping towards Cincy. But my play here is the under, guys. I like this under. Public is hammering the over. About 3 out of 4 bets are on this over. Just seeing a 54 in college, you feel like it's got to go over. But it opened 54, it stayed 54. And it looks like there may be even some juice trending down a little bit to a 53.5. So I think the play here would be banking on this Cincinnati defense. They're only giving up 14 points a game. We saw when they had won a huge bet for us against the Irish, against Notre Dame, they only give up 13 points here. In the last couple matches between these teams, we've had a 15-13 game, 24-17. Let's see, 34-13. There was one that went over in 2017, 35-24. But we've seen kind of historically almost this like conference angle, almost that divisional dog under system match kind of. So I'm taking a shot on the under 54 with Cincinnati. I think Temple's going to have a tough time scoring, and maybe Cincinnati, doesn't humiliate them and doesn't run up the score like my 07 Patriots. So I did take a shot on the Temple under 54 there. Another system or another match that jumped out to me quite a bit, Charlotte and Florida International. Guys, I like FIU. This one is a disgusting one. This is a gross one. This is the ultimate hazmat. You have Charlotte 3-2. You have FIU 1-4. FIU's been getting ripped up here the last few games. FAU, they lost 58-21. Also, Charlotte, though, 10-point dog, lost by 10 to Illinois last game. You know, FIU's lost 4 straight. Charlotte's lost 2 of their last 3. So both teams have struggled a bit here. What I like is everybody's on Charlotte. Everybody. This is like a easy play for the public. Give me a winner here. What I like is this game opened at -4 Charlotte. It's down to 3.5. Or any 3.5s have stayed 3.5. That's kind of a line freeze here for FIU. So I'd be looking at FIU and the points. It just kind of looks fishy to me. And if you want to play the over, I saw some over money. I took a shot on the over 60 here, guys. It opened, what did it open at? It opened at 58, so I'm bet up to 60.5. And one thing I like, you know, looking at kind of just these matchups here, FIU, which hopefully don't give up a million points tonight, but they're giving up 35 a game. Both these teams are averaging about 26 a game. We do have FIU 4-1 to the over. And these last recent matchups, 48-23, 42-35, 30-29, 27-26, 41 or 48-31. These kind of high scoring matchups in the conference. You also have a great night here in Florida. It's going to be about 85 degrees, so you kind of have that hot over system match and really no wind here, about 3 or 4 miles an hour of wind. So I took a shot at FIU plus 3.5, kind of a line freeze or reverse line move, contrarian home dog in a buy low spot. And then also took a shot on that over 58 up to 60.5. Maybe we can get some points in this one. And then last night, guys, I'm going to buy low on Stanford. I fully admit, you know, early on, I think there was some Arizona State money. So it almost reminds me a little bit like that Rams game last night where, you know, the Rams open, you know, -1, they were -1.5, got all the way to 2.5. Some books, I think, even may have approached 3 last night. And again, they rolled and it didn't end up not mattering. But I think you want to make sure you end up, you know, in the habit of getting good numbers. So I'm getting at here is Arizona State. They open at -10. They're all the way up to -13.5. It's tough for me to lay the 13.5 right now, guys, if you're late to the party and you're getting the worst of it. So I was actually looking to buy low on Stanford here. I was waiting to see if it got up to the key number of 14, but I think it, I don't think it will. I think if anything, it may kind of creep back down, to 13. So I was looking at Stanford, plus 13.5 here. They're coming off that win against Oregon. You know, they've been covering their last few games here recently. And I think looking at, this matchup, you want some points scored to keep pace, especially if you're a dog. So Stanford averaging 29 a game, Arizona averaging 34. The difference is on defense. Arizona's only given up about 18, 17 points and Stanford's like 26, but this would match a bunch of systems for me. Unranked versus ranked. So we talk about this all the time, but unranked versus ranked, buying low, betting against that little 1 or 2 digit number in front of a team that the public just automatically sees that and wants to bet it. But unranked versus ranked teams this year, 41 and 33 ATS, 55%. You also look at conference dogs, unranked versus ranked. That's 55% ATS last decade. It's 7-2-1 ATS this year. And the other one, road conference dog, unranked versus ranked. That's 73% ATS this year, 11-4 ATS. So to me, it's a buy low spot at Stanford based on this number moving so big that it creates little value to buy back and take the Cardinal. So I'm going to sweat the Cardinal here, plus 13.5. With Temple under 54 and FIU plus 3.5 and that over FIU. I got 60. I think now it's 60.5 here across the market. But there you have it, guys. First half of the pod in the books. But don't go anywhere. We got a ton more to get to. We got to run through, finish up our card here for the weekend. I got a bunch of college plays. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 games that caught my eye in college. NFL, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 plays in the NFL. I got a bonus WNBA play for tonight, a bonus UFC play for this weekend. And guys, we're grinding here. Again, I feel like nothing has gone right this week. Nothing. So we're due for a bust out here. And again, it happens. You stick with it, guys. You stick with it. I know it's not easy to say, but you tip your cap to the public. They hit every game last night. And luckily we got Houston there, which was a public play, but also I felt like a smart money play there as well. Houston was kind of the only one along with some props that came through. But guys, I ain't getting down. I'm not quitting. None of that. We grind. Sports betting ain't easy. I always go back to this, but sports betting is hard. It's a really tough market with a lot of sharp numbers that are hard to beat. Then you got to beat luck and variance. You got to get the right number. If it was easy, everyone would quit their day jobs and become a millionaire and the books would go bankrupt. So always have that perspective. I think, you know, losing skids, especially this week, which has been brutal, they kind of give you perspective. When you're doing well, you appreciate it more. And I think when you're losing, you say, hey, and it's not going my way, but I know and love and respect our model, sharp contrarian, reverse line movement, line freezes against the public, with the house, with the pros, beat the closing line. I know that's the ticket. But there's ups and downs, and I don't think you want to overreact to a losing streak. I think you just want to keep grinding, keep flat betting, and sticking with it. Because one of my favorite movies, The Dark Knight, it's always darkest before the dawn. So let's see if we have a big Fade the Public Friday here, guys. But don't go anywhere. Going to finish up episode 425 on a Fade the Public Friday. Looking at our card for this weekend in pro and college football and a bonus WNBA and UFC play. And we'll get our UFC card, run the whole thing here when we get back. And episode 425 of the VEASAN Market Insights Podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind the ups and downs of life and ups and downs of betting with, as frustrating as it may be, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everyone, we are back at it. After looking at last night, brutal, man. 1-4, minus 3.09 units. Did get a couple props there. Kupp, Henderson, Woods, Stafford. But I'm not going to sugarcoat it, guys. Catching no breaks this week. So just keep grinding. That's my advice. As simple as it may seem, I think that's the way to look at it. But I'm excited for a big day today. We talked MLB. We talked college football. Now let's look at some games this weekend. Maybe you've been monitoring these, maybe you like these, maybe you're on the opposite side. That's all okay. But here are some games that I've been, you know, looking at all week, and I think going into tomorrow look pretty sharp to me. So the first one, Nebraska. I'm taking a shot on Nebraska. They're at home against Michigan. I've seen a lot of buyback here on Nebraska. A lot of these books opened on the road, -3.5 Michigan. I saw one opener that was like 3. So it was 3.5 around there. But what I like is everybody's taking Michigan. This is one of the most heavily bet games of the weekend. And again, Michigan 5-0 undefeated. They've been rolling here lately. But Nebraska in a conference game, super contrarian, one of the most heavily bet of the day. You also look at our unranked versus ranked system match, and also heavily bet conference dogs. I have a system on there, 58% historically. I'm taking a shot in Nebraska. Again, 3.5 down to 3, that's notable to me because it tells me the key number there was the hook with Nebraska, 3.5. If you're late to the party, it's now -3, -110 both sides. So you could walk the tightrope, see if it goes back to 3.5. If not, give me Nebraska +3. I think that's a sneaky, sharp play. Penn State, I love this play. Everybody's on Iowa. Iowa's been my nemesis this year. Maybe I shouldn't bet against them. Both teams 5-0, both teams 4-1 ATS. Iowa's been rolling. But I like that everyone's on Iowa with this really, really short number. Yet Iowa opened, you know, I know there's like a maybe a 1, 1.5, but this game was pretty much at -2.5 all week. And over the last couple of days, it's fallen to -1.5. So all this late movement is coming in on Penn State. This would be a system match here. Two top five teams take the dog. It's 1-0 ATS this year. It's 61% against the spread, 22-14, 18% ROI over the last decade here. Also, low dog row total. Total in this one's only 41 with a short spread. So correlative betting, good spot here to get a dog. When the total's 48 or less, road dogs, 14-9 ATS this year, 61%, 55% historically. So I'm going to take Penn State there. I'm going to grab the points, +1.5. Maybe you got a better number than that, but I like this spot. Contrarian, heavily bet game. Let's go Penn State. Rutgers. I like Rutgers here, guys. Everyone on Michigan State, but I think Rutgers might give them a game. I've seen a lot of sharp buyback here on Rutgers. Michigan State is 5-0. They've been rolling here as of late. Rutgers is off two straight losses to Ohio State and Michigan. What I like about this one, guys, everyone betting Michigan State. Yet Michigan State, they opened like, I think they're like -5. I saw 5.5. 5.5 was up there pretty much all week. But all these 5.5s are falling down to 5. I see one book that may be going to 4.5. So this late movement is coming back toward Rutgers. This would be an unranked versus ranked opportunity, conference spot. And then also, I have a system here looking at buying low on a team that gets kind of blown out. And then you're a home dog in a conference matchup. It's about 54% ATS. Nothing crazy, but contrarian spot and looks like liability on Rutgers here at home. I'm going to grab the, I love the 5.5. That's really the number if you want Rutgers to get that 5.5. Oklahoma. I'm going down with the ship here. Give me Oklahoma, guys. This is a fade the trendy dog spot. Everybody, and I mean everybody's on Texas. Two really good teams. What do they call it? It's the Red River Rivalry. I'm in New England. I don't even know what these things are. College football doesn't exist here. Just kidding. But looking at this matchup, guys, Oklahoma 5-0. I like that they're 1-4 ATS. They keep winning, but they're not covering. Texas 4-1 straight up, 4-1 ATS. But to me, the play is everybody is betting Texas at home. Hook 'em, like Matthew McConaughey. Yet, this has pretty much stayed frozen. -3.5. Even though everyone's betting Texas, you do have some shops that fell to 3. I think if you can find a -3, that's an Oklahoma play for me. One of the books I have access to fell to 3, and I took Oklahoma -3. They're only getting a third of bets. Everybody is on Texas. And it's not like this thing is down to 2.5 or 2. It's like the books are like, okay, we're so lopsided on Texas money that we'll inch it down at a half point, but really reluctantly. You read between the lines, they really don't want to, you know, hand out a 3 here. They pretty much stayed frozen. So again, two ranked teams take the favorite, 55% ATS over the last decade. I think it's a good buy low spot on a team that hasn't covered versus a team that has. Give me Oklahoma -3 there. Bunch more guys, Arkansas and Ole Miss. I like Arkansas here. I like that they got blown out. Or I don't like it. I was on them and Alabama or who's it? Georgia rolled me 37-0. But both teams off a loss. And everyone's just saying Ole Miss is the better team. And that 37-0 I think really stands out. But I like grabbing, if you can find a 5.5 here with Arkansas, I think this is a pretty sharp bet. Everyone's betting Ole Miss, yet we're kind of staying where we're at. You had a lot of these 5, 5.5 openers. At one point they got to 6, 6.5 even, and then you had a lot of buyback here. Good system matches on teams that get shut out, coming back the next game as a dog in conference play. You're about 54% ATS. So I'm looking at Arkansas as a buy low off a blowout opportunity. I like Syracuse at home in the Carrier Dome. They're at home against Wake Forest, and I think it's just a classic public play. Give me Wake 5-0. Hey, any these teams that are 5-0 are ranked. This is going to be automatic public play, but that leads them to be overvalued quite a bit. You also have the Cuse Orange off a loss, but they did cover against FSU 33-30. But they're at home, and you got a really sharp line move in favor of Syracuse. They open +7. They're down to +6, guys. They may even get down to 5.5. It's really trending in their direction. So that'd be that unranked versus ranked. It'd also be a heavily bet contrarian home dog with a reverse line move. I like Cuse here, keeping it close with a +6. WVU, take me home, Country Roads, looking at +3. WVU, everybody on Baylor. Yet line pretty much open 3, stayed 3 at different points in the week. It might have dipped to 2.5. So all liabilities, but on that contrarian WVU side. And then you also look at these short road dogs. Talk about the system match quite a bit. 23-12 ATS this year, 66%. It's 55% or 54, almost 55% historically last decade. Road dog low total 48 or less. We talked about 61% ATS this year. That would be that classic short road dog match. Give me WVU. +3 on the road. Take me home, Shenandoah River. Wisconsin and Illinois. I'm going to high watermark this. I'm grabbing Illinois +11, guys. Everyone's still on Wisconsin. I've had it with Wisconsin. They've personally hurt me the last couple weekends just being, excuse me, guys, me talking about how sharp they are, them not coming through, and the trolls on Twitter killing me over it. So I'm not betting against them because of that. I'm betting against them because I think it's a good spot to buy low on the Illini. Wisconsin actually opened -8.5 on the road. They've been bet up to all the way to -11. I think you pick off the 11 right now. I think this thing may get back down to 10.5. But this would be another kind of conference matchup, dog low total. When you're a dog of 11 points, the total's 42. We know that Wisconsin offense really, really struggles. I don't know if Graham Mertz is going to play. Remember, he got destroyed there that last week. I think he may be probable now, but I'm looking at Illinois here, +11, guys. +11 dog with a total of 42. Again, correlative betting gives you a little value there. Keep cruising. Vatek. Looking at Virginia Tech on the money line, guys. This looks like a really sharp play to me. This opened at Notre Dame -1.5 on the road, even though they're getting the majority of bets. It's fallen to a pick'em, or even some shops, I think, were at one point -1 Virginia Tech. So, as always, you know, if you're a gamer on a pick'em, compare the pick'em price to the money line price. Like, for example, I have a book that's pick'em -110 both sides. I have a money line, flip it, -105. So I took Virginia Tech on the money line, -105. This would also be a system unranked, first ranked, and a home favorite off a bye. I love that system match. If you're a home favorite off a bye, you didn't have to travel. You have more time to rest, rehab your injuries, and game plan as well. Those home favorites off a bye are 55% ATS the last decade. So I'm going Vatek on the money line. Give me UVA. I'm going to hold out and see if we can get back to a 3, but this looks really sharp, UVA. The Cavs here. Louisville is at home. Everyone's betting Louisville. We did see the Cavs, big win against Miami last time we bet them. They also have a rest advantage here. Last played the 30th, Louisville the 2nd. But I like about this one is everyone is betting Louisville at home, but they open -3. They're down to 2.5. So reverse line move. That will be our short road dog system match. Conference road dog. I'm looking at Virginia here, UVA. Wait it out. Try to get a 3. If not, I will grab the 2.5. Washington State, they're really, really contrarian. Everybody's on Oregon State, and I mean everybody. I'm seeing across the market. And again, go to VSiN.com. We have these splits from DraftKings, but almost 8, 9 out of 10 bets are on Oregon State here. They're 4-1. Washington State's 2-3. But I like this spot to buy low on Washington State. This line opened -3.5 on the road, or even -4. For Oregon State, and yet it's kind of stayed where it's at. Fours fell to 3.5, 3.5s have stayed 3.5. That just looks like a sharp line freeze to me in a conference matchup. So I'm going to go Washington State here, see if you can get a 4. If not, I'll go 3.5. Keep on cruising. A few more. Utah and USC. This is just a grinder, blueprint play for me. Give me Utah on this one. USC open -3.5 or -4 at home. They've been bet down to 3. And if you can find a 3 here, I would grab 3 with Utah. That's what I did. I'm annoyed I missed the hook, but this looks like it may get down to 2.5 the way it's trending. This would be that short road dog system match. Also, small road dogs off a bye. If you're a short road dog, 4 or less, and you're coming off a bye, you're about 57% ATS the last decade. So I like that system match with extra time to rest, rehab. Give me the Utes here. The Utes getting 3 before that thing falls to 2.5. TCU and Texas Tech, looking at buying low on Texas Tech. This opened, and everybody's betting TCU. It's opened like -1.5 on the road for TCU. Kind of stayed where it's at. I do see some books at 2. If you have access to a 2, I like Texas Tech at this spot. I've just seen a ton of buyback where everyone's betting TCU. I think even 2.5. And anytime a book hit 2.5, they immediately got clawed back there with Texas Tech. So I know it's kind of weird. Like, Texas Tech has a better record in TCU as a, you know, they're even here, and they're coming off, they have a loss or 2 losses against Texas SMU. But I like the dog there. I'm surprised everyone's grabbing TCU. Give me the points there with Texas Tech at home. A couple more. Memphis, they're on the road at Tulsa. May want to grab this right now. Memphis +3.5. They open +4. They're down to 3.5. And the juice is looking like it's going down to 3. So that hook could be very, very meaningful. That's another conference road dog, short road dog line move. And again, looks like it's going to 3. If you like Memphis, get the hook now. And the last one, FAU, Florida Atlantic at UAB. Really sharp play on a game that no one's really talking about. UAB at home, they open -6. Guys, this thing's down to 4. That looks like a pretty sharp line move. Almost looks like that Cardinals game against the Rams from last week.
So that four looks like it may even go to 3.5. Looking at Florida Atlantic plus four in that matchup there tomorrow. Let's flip it over to NFL, guys. So a couple matchups here, games we've been monitoring all week. And I think games that have hopefully gotten a little sharper for us. So number one, the Jets, baby. Annoying. So it's giveth, it taketh away. I love this Jets play for our spread. So you might have gotten a +3.5. You might got a +3. If you like the Jets, get it now. A lot of these books are down to 2.5, but you may see a slow moving book that's still hanging a 3. This will be a short road dog. Short dog 6 or less with a line move, 62% ATS this year. Also a London game where historically we have seen these plays go over. They're 60% to the over since they started playing these London games. Now what's kind of annoying in a good way or bad way, what's good for this Jets play is Calvin Ridley and Gage, two wide receivers for Atlanta, are out for this game. They're not even traveling. Kind of hurts our over. I took over 46 earlier in the week. It's down to 45. With some injuries there, but that's good for our Jets +3 play. So you take what you can from it. I'm on the Jets +3, and I made my bet. I'm going to sleep in it with that over 46. Philly and Carolina, this thing just jumped out to me. I like Philly here. Open at Carolina -4.5 at home, or -4. It's down to 3, even though everyone's betting Carolina. And at some point, guys, we got to have Philly come through for us. I know they've struggled here, but you look at these conference dogs with a big move of a full point or more, 54% historically. I think buying low on Philly with their 1-3 record here, and they've lost 3 straight. I kind of like that situation. I like that line move toward Philly. So you would have liked the hook 3.5 or more, but even 3, I'm going to go Philly there plus the points. Football team, I think you're just buying low. Football team inflated line at home. Everyone's on New Orleans, expecting New Orleans to bounce back after that G-men game. They opened -1.5, they bet up to 2. But I'd look out for a book with a +2.5. If you can find one, I like Washington +2.5 at home. This defense is great, but they're not playing great this year. They're giving up like 30 points a game. What's the best antidote or good medicine here to get back on track? Playing Jameis, turnover Winston. I don't want to rile him up and have him play a great game here. But I think the football team, contrarian, only getting about a quarter of bets at home, inflated line. I don't think you're going to get the key number 3, but I took football team +2.5. I think it's a good buy low spot. Jacksonville +4.5. I want to make sure that A.J. Brown and Julio Jones are out for this game. I know Bud Dupree and Caleb Farley are both out, but I'd like confirmation that they're out. And if they are, I like that +4.5 with Jacksonville. You're a dog at home. You're buying low. Rest advantage. Last played Thursday versus Sunday for Tennessee. Divisional dogs we talk about. And then also a bit of an inflated line. I think the look ahead was like 7.5, but it got down to 4 at one point. I think at 4.5 here with the hook. I'd be looking at Jacksonville at home in a divisional spot. Keep cruising. One of my favorite plays, Cincinnati Bengals, man. I'm going to go down the ship. Either I'm going to look like a complete idiot or the smartest man alive. Cincinnati Bengals, I love this spot. Everybody on Green Bay, they opened -3. They stayed 3. You even had some 3.5s down to 3. That is the classic buy low spot, rest advantage. Dog with a line move, short dog 6 or less, all these matches. With the Bengals, that thing looks fishy. Why is Aaron Rodgers only favored by 3, and why is it trending to 2.5? If you like Cincy, hey, +3. Grab it now. Make it to 2.5. And then a couple more. Cleveland. I like this +2.5 with Cleveland. Everyone's on the Chargers. I know Mayfield hurt his non-throwing shoulder, but my angle here would be inflated line contrarian with a good team. So 2 out of 3 bets on the Chargers. They open pick 'em or, -1. They're up to -2.5. Looking at 2.5 with Cleveland. Again, short road dog 6 or less. Those have been the matches that we love. A short week advantage also with the Chargers playing Monday night. And my angle is Cleveland, really good running game. Chargers can't stop the run. I think they're bottom 5 here in run defense. And I think Cleveland, I don't even, if you want to go money line, I wouldn't argue with that as well. But I'm going to take the 2.5 there with Cleveland. And the last couple, the G-men. I like the G-men. Super contrarian spot. Classic play for me. Everybody on Dallas. Dallas is... what are they? I think they're 5-4-0 ATS. Yeah, undefeated, 3-1. Giants 1-3. To me, it's a classic divisional dog on the road, sharp reverse line move, contrarian. A lot of these matches that we talk about. You had Dallas open -7.5 at home. They're down to 7, even though everyone's just laying it with Dak Prescott. So dog with a line move in their favor, 58% ATS last 2 years. Divisional dogs, 56% ATS last 2 years. And that's a kind of a classic hook down to 7. In a divisional spot. So give me the G-men here +7. And then of course we talked about Buffalo. I'm on Buffalo +3. You may be able to find 3 right now. It's back up to 3. So get that three if you can. Key numbers are crucial. But I like this revenge spot, almost like Cleveland was in that opening night game. And then also Josh Allen as a dog, 14-8 ATS, 64%. Short road dogs, primetime dogs, all these system matches with Buffalo plus +3. There you have it, guys. Oh, I forgot. I have two more. I ain't done yet. Sorry, I got two more. Number one, WNBA. And I'll be fully honest. Our freaking effing over system, man. 5-7. The unders are actually 7-5. Super annoying because I play that every year and it's been death, taxes, and playoff overs. Hasn't been that way this year. But I'm actually going to go under, guys. My system match here with Mercury Aces under is it's an elimination game, game five. So we talk about this universally, you know, especially in the NBA, but game five is the same thing as game seven. It's an elimination game, but the tired legs angle. You've been playing a ton of basketball. You've been playing a ton of postseason basketball. Also, the stakes are so high here. You know, you win and you move on to the championship. You lose and you're eliminated. So maybe you use up the shot clock. Maybe you're extra careful. Maybe you got some jitters. It's that game seven, but really game five under system match that I like. So I'm going to take a shot on the under here, under 169. I like that it actually opened 169.5, so it's dipped down a little bit. We talk about a niche market where these moves are meaningful. But I took under 169 in a tired legs game five, game seven system match with the Mercury and the Aces. I want no points in that game. I want a lot of shot clocks, violations, and no scoring. Let's get that under. And then I added one more to our card here for biting this weekend. I want to make sure I get this guy's right. This is his name right. Matthias Nicolau. Nicolau. He opened at minus 170. He's been steamed up to minus 190 against Tim Elliott. What I like is not only this line move, but big age advantage. He's 28 years old. Nicolau, his opponent, Elliott is 34. They're both 5'5", and they both have a 66-inch reach. But I've seen some sharp money hit Nicolau, and he's got that age advantage and that line move. So I'm going to ride Nicolau here, minus 190. And you can add that with our full card here, so I have them all. Jackson, minus 200. Mazo, minus 180. Brown over 1.5, minus 160. Hawes, minus 300. And Dern, minus 170. And if you're feeling spicy, Gamble and Lou likes Dern as a exact outcome. See, I'm incorporating all different betting there. It sounds like a horse racing bet. An exact outcome of submission for Dern, plus 110. So that could be one way to look at it. But there you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. I know it's been a rough week. It's been a grind. It's been tough. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm going 10 rounds with Mike Tyson every night here and not coming out on top. But as always, guys, perspective. Sports betting ain't easy. It's hard. And I think over the long haul, our model, I know, is the way to go. And there are going to be times when you have days where the public rules, like last night, every popular public play cashes. But that's an aberration. We're playing a long game, guys. If we consistently place ourselves with the house, against the public, with the pros, and beat the closing line and flat bet no parlays, that's really going to make us successful bettors long term, even though you do have these ups and downs, which are part of betting and part of life. So again, no locks, no guarantees, but we're grinders here. And I think when you lose, anytime I lose or things don't go right, I'm more motivated to figure out what I got wrong, to turn it around and get back in the green. As we always talk about, betting is a challenge. It's a challenge to get back in the green when you're losing. It's a challenge to stay in the green when you're winning. So always kind of approach that as a challenge each day. And I don't play sports anymore, but when I played sports, I love the competition. So it's us against the books, even though ironically, as contrarians, we root for the books. The books got killed last night, and so did we. So that happens. But again, long term, the books come out on top. That's why we want to place ourselves on the side of the house. With that being said, if you enjoy the pod, if you picked up a few things, I know this week has been down here, but again, if you're playing the long game and you feel more confident, you're beating closing numbers, and you're making the Market Insights pod a part of your daily routine, and you want to let me know you appreciate the grind, the hard work I put in, the philosophy I preach, there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. It's called The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And again, plays in particular this week haven't come through, but the theories, the philosophies, the mindsets, all included in my book, I know are going to make you successful long term. So if you've already bought it, thank you. If you haven't, it would mean a lot to me. The Everything Guide to Sports Betting, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. But that being said, guys, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods in Connecticut, newly legal, the beautiful Stadium Swim, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays at Circa, or the good old South Point where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, wherever it may be, do not show me a Seattle play, a Seattle teaser, or those baseball games from last night. But guys, flash me a Houston minus 6.5. That was a nice one. How about maybe some props you had? Kupp over, Henderson over, Woods over, Stafford over. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, guys. Annoying week and could not catch a break. Some tough losses, but weekend here is ahead. Stay positive, stay grinding. And again, when you've been in it long enough, it's part of the game. Some of these tough weeks or tough days. So you just stick with it and you keep grinding. There's no silver bullet to turning it around. I think you just got to stay humble, stick with it, and just stick with the model and the blueprint, guys. That's my advice going into the weekend. But hope you have a fantastic weekend, everyone. Stay happy, stay healthy. Cash your tickets and tip your ticket writer. And as always, my parting words, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. I'll be with the smart money, never against it. Let's have a big weekend, guys. Smart money won't win every time. But if we consistently do this long term, that's how we're going to profit as sports bettors. So good luck, everyone. Hope to see you on Betting Across America today, 3 to 4. I'll see you on Lombardi Line this weekend. So keep sticking with it, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. Rough week, but let's turn this thing around. It's always darkest before the dawn. And I really appreciate you guys sticking with the tough stretches because we all go through them. And that was one for the pod this week. So good luck, everyone. Rub those rabbit feet, those horseshoes, you're lucky, whatever. Let's have a good night going into the weekend. Claw back some of these units we lost this week. Good luck, everyone. See you on Lombardi Line. Have a great weekend.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.